This is a recast of the 3500 word piece Seaborn Guide to Data Visualization in Python from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article starts by emphasizing the importance of data visualization in today's data-driven world. It's an essential tool for all professionals who need to make informed decisions based on data. It helps us comprehend trends, patterns, and correlations in data.
Data visualization is the bridge between raw data and analytical insights. It serves as a powerful tool for storytelling and improving data communication. It's particularly valuable in areas such as business intelligence, research and development, and social sciences.
The article introduces Seaborn, a powerful and flexible Python library for data visualization, which provides a highly intuitive interface for drawing attractive and informative statistical graphs.
Indeed, Seaborn stands out for its ability to create complex visualizations with just a few lines of code, making it especially appealing to data analysts and researchers looking to produce detailed and appealing visualizations without deep knowledge in graphic programming.
In comparison with Matplotlib, Seaborn offers built-in functions for a variety of chart types and improved support for working with pandas data frames, simplifying the visualization of real, complex datasets.
The article also provides basic information about the installation and setting up of Seaborn. It explains the process of importing Seaborn along with other necessary libraries like pandas and matplotlib pyplot into your Python script or Jupyter notebook.
Moving on to the core functions of Seaborn, it builds on matplotlib and extends its functionality to include a number of statistical graph functions that simplify the creation of complex visualizations. These include distribution plots, categorical plots, relational plots, and multidimensional data visualization.
While Matplotlib provides a low level of plot creation with great flexibility in customizing plots, Seaborn aims to provide standardized high-level interfaces for common statistical plots. Essentially, it simplifies syntax and provides built-in functions for complex visualizations designed specifically for statistical analysis.
The article then delves into more specific aspects of data exploration using Seaborn, including investigating the distribution of individual variables, uncovering relationships between variables, and identifying trends, clusters, or outliers within the dataset.
It also explains how to load and prepare data for visualization using pandas, a powerful library for data manipulation in Python, and gives examples of simple plots useful for initial data exploration like histograms, box plots, and scatter plots.
The article then gets into advanced visualization techniques with Seaborn. It takes a detailed look at different plot types in Seaborn, including distribution plots, categorical data plots, relational plots, and multidimensional data visualization.
It also discusses how Seaborn can be customized according to aesthetic needs with functions like set_style and set_palette. It also suggests how Matplotlib can be paired with Seaborn for additional customizations.
The piece also offers several real-world examples of how Seaborn can be applied in actual data analysis projects. For instance, market trend analysis using line plot and heat map, or customer feedback analysis using violent plot and box plot.
It doesn't stop there. The author provided best practices and common pitfalls for using Seaborn effectively. Some best practices include understanding the audience, choosing the right plot type, minimizing clutter, using colors wisely, and using interactive elements sparingly.
If we look at the future, the author predicts that Seaborn and data visualization in general have a promising future with technological progression and growing data sets. The development of Seaborn is likely to continue with new features being added and usability being improved.
It's interesting to note that adjacent technologies, particularly in the field of machine learning and artificial intelligence, will also have a significant impact on the development of data visualization tools.
The article wraps up with some recommendations for further studies and experiments with Seaborn. It encourages users to delve deeper into specialized plot types, experiment with plot aesthetics, integrate Seaborn with other Python libraries, and even contribute to the Seaborn community.
I think that about sums it up. Remember, folks, data visualization is a powerful tool for understanding and communicating complex datasets. And tools like Seaborn are crucial to meet the growing need for effective data analysis and communication.
That's it for today.